An Indian election campaign is not entirely unlike a Bollywood film. The heroes and villains might flip-flop depending on your party preference, but the script has all the ingredients of a good old-fashioned Bollywood masala film. Patriotism, family values, melodrama, and it's really long. The current election in India began on April the 7th. We won't know the results until May the 16th. But of course, to be a proper Bollywood film, it must have music, song, and dance. True to that spirit, the campaigns march to the sounds of different drummers. Actually, sometimes it's the same drummer, just hired by different parties. Welcome to Indian Elections 2014, The Musical Hits. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Political parties have their own anthems, tailor-made for the elections. The ruling Congress sticks to an old-fashioned song it blasts out at all its rallies, all about farmers and laborers and workers joining hands to build a strong nation, very preachy, a manifesto put to music. The opposing Bharatiya Janata Party, or BJP, has spliced in its candidate Narendra Modi into its song, rapping about never letting this country be wiped out. But it all sounds so apocalyptic, the party has dumped its anthem now. The newest political kid on the block, the Aam Aadmi Party, or the Common Man Party, promises to clean up the corrupt political system. And they sing a tribute to the little guy, the Aam Aadmi. But those are the official anthems. On the campaign trail, you get a lot more variety on the political jukebox. Sometimes musicians perform live to entertain restless crowds at rallies. If it sounds a little tuneless, blame it on the scorching sun baking everyone to a crisp. Or you can have a little impromptu ditty by a fan promising his candidate will win and bring the light of development to every village. Full marks for the emotion and feeling, at least. Parties here often revolve around one leader, so many of the songs are out and out flattery. The Samajwadi Party is led by Mulayam Singh Yadav, a former wrestler now in his 70s. His opponents say his party is filled with goons, and he's been accused of being a misogynist. But the party song sunnily proclaims Mulayam is the apple of the nation's eye. Sometimes you listen to a song to hear what the leader won't say. Mayawati, the leader of the BSP party, plays coy about her national ambitions in interviews. But her followers let the cat out of the bag when they sing with rustic folksiness, "We need to make our sister the PM or the Prime Minister." If you can't say it, sing it. But an election isn't all sugar and spice and all things nice. The foes of Narendra Modi, the BJP's candidate, compare him to Hitler. His party has songs that hail him as Mr. Miracle Man, who will bring good days back to India. But his critics are singing a different tune. As the duo Delhi Sultanate and Begum X rock it out at a Modi protest rally in Delhi, the ghost of Ray Charles must be wondering how he ended up with a cameo in Indian Elections 2014.
Hit the road, Modi. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Modi. Don't you come back no more.
Elections on my mind. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.